Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got them boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Yo, what's happening? Happy Sunday. Fun day. We added again another week. Thankful and blessed to be here. Shout out to everybody. Welcome my awesome soft co-host, Mo Beans. What it do?
Yo, what's up, people? What's up, Miss Lovely Black? Yo, welcome. Welcome to another exciting episode of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Beans. You know how we do every Sunday night, so let's get into it. Yeah.
All right. Man, how was your week?
Let's do this. My week was wonderful. It was a wonderfully hectic, you know what I'm saying? So it was just a hustle and bustle type of week. Did a deal. Deal fell through. Saved the deal. You know what I'm saying? So it was one of those type of things. And just noticing that, like, the shift in energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of getting that vibe, you know, as we get into the spring, finally the winter is over. You know what I'm saying? I felt like this was a long-ass winter. So, yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm still revived, refreshed, I got some good rest in today, you know what I'm saying? Because I had a hectic yesterday with, like, just, you know, doing my interior decorating, doing my real estate shit. But, you know, I love being busy, you know what I'm saying? When I'm busy, that means, you know, good things is happening because I'm hustling, you know what I'm saying? So, but now, I'm ready for my, yeah, I'm ready for my relax, though, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm ready to just do our wind down, you know what I'm saying? Chop it up on this week's topic and just, you know, kick back with the people. So, you know, how was your week?
Oh, man. So the one thing that I got into, I go on the YouTube and I listen to the tarot readings for my sign, which is an Aquarius. And I listen to the tarot readings for that particular month, listen to the one for that week. I find myself doing it a couple times a week. Now, I believe in the tarot and I believe in the cards because, you know, the deity, that God bless people with different gifts, you know, and certain people are able to feel the spirits. I know I can.
Yeah.
So therefore, I believe in it and I listen to them, and what applies to me, I take it. What doesn't apply to me, you know, I throw it back in the sea. So, you know, I've been doing my tarot readings this week, and they've been actually just so officially on point and so solid. It goes down in the DM, dropped April the 12th. Man, like, it's just so much playing with them. I made most of the other ones 99 cents. Confessions of a Mattress Actress and Confessions of a Mattress Actress 3 are now free until, I think, Wednesday of next week, and then all of the prices will change once that free is up. So basically, you can read one, you can read three, and then, you know, you have to buy two. The numbers have been completely bananas. The people that are tuning in, the people that are reading, the people that are, you know, tuning in to what I'm doing. So I really appreciate that. I'm self-published. I'm not with a brand that's already established. You know, even the people that I work with, I'm changing that up. After these two books, I'm changing a lot of things. I'm really going to start putting some knowledge out there instead of, you know, these street lit books that people want to look at.
Okay.
I'm really going to just start dropping some knowledge. I got this one
that's
book
that
I've been working
Man,
on
that's that shift.
Personally.
Oh, that's what's up.
That is really just dropping complete jewels because there's so much more about me than, for me, the books that I put out right now, they're like, you know, like comic books. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't represent me. It doesn't represent, you know, my thought process. This is what people are reading right now. So I'm taking it to a whole nother level. You know, I got a couple other projects for the rest of the year. So my year is pretty much booked. I am completely exhausted. You may not be able to hear it in my voice, but I am. I, like, my eyes hurt, okay? All of this marketing, all of this promotions, all of this posting, you know, being active with the followers and the friends and so on and so forth. It takes a lot, but I've been doing it. There's new updates on my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. And that's thenewmisslovelyblack.com. You can actually tune into the radio show from my website. All of my books will be updated. You have links to purchase my books from my website. You can catch my social media feeds on my website. My Facebook is at the max of 5,000, so you can hit the follow button for my Facebook to get updates and alerts on when I'm posting. So, you know, nobody is left out.
No, I didn't even know that. So they cap it at 5,000 on Facebook. Okay, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they cap at 5,000, and then you can just pretty much have followers at that point, and that's how you kind of grow what it is that you're doing. I do also have a fan page for the business itself that's on there. So, you know, it's just really dividing the love across the platform that I have. And yeah, man, you can God, everything me is on the website. Everything me is on the website. So you can really go. I got some features where I feature businesses on my feature page. I have one up now. Very awesome stuff, graphic designer. And I got some people that's in the archives that are waiting on me, but I was so consumed this week. So if you do have a business, go to the features to actually see some details on how to promote your business on my website. Eventually, within like the next 60 days or so, everything is just going to be promote the website. It's going to be the only thing I'm promoting. Like, I don't care what, if it's an update I do, I'm just going to send you guys to the website so I can drive the traffic through my platform of what I'm doing. I've lost so many social media pages, and this is just my way of saying middle finger.
Fuck it. Like,
anybody that
wants
to do business with me,
I just wanna say,
you want to do interviews with me, whatever it is that you want to do, you can contact me through the website as well. So that's my week.
Man.
All business,
real
no play. I'm extremely exhausted.
So. I see it. I hear it. Man, that's not, I cannot focus right there. So, I just want to say, congratulations to you. I'm proud, man. Like, that's so dope. You know what I'm saying? That you doing this independent author thing, man. Like, for real. Like, that's what I cherish the most, man. I love people, you know, just sharing their creativity, being music, being literature, being acting, you know, however you get it out there. Adult entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Just put what you bring to the table out there, man, for the people to just engulf in. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you. And like I said, it's dope that you're going to, like, transition and maybe come with some jewel books. But still, you know, people can still get jewels in these street novels, too. So don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? I know, you know, it's always good to be diverse, man. But people draw inspiration from the street novels, too. You know, like I said, that's why, you know, I'm a big, as anybody who's been following the show know I love balance. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have that balance, man. Like, you want to have that knowledge, you know what I'm saying, to back up everything. But that street smarts go a long way, too, man. So I just want to tell you to continue
doing you.
Yeah, I have
one knowledge book, though. So
I was actually going to drop these two books that I got coming.
I got two more books coming. What is this, April, and May, and so one will come out in May and one will come out in June.
Okay.
And then I was going to do three more books behind it, right? But I was just like, you know what, no, I'm going to actually do, because these are short stories that I've dropped.
Yeah.
So I've dropped right now, it'll be a total of four short stories. And now I'm going back to the book purpose. And I got a couple books that I'm reading, and it inspired me to just really
get on my sole
purpose. I want to be like everybody else. That's why I'm still self-published.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Why I'm not trying to go after nobody. This project, I'm toe for toe, everything this project that I will drop, probably it'll come about the beginning of next year. Everything about this project is me. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
what
I'm
talking about. Yeah, put that shit out there.
I'm keeping everything in-house on this particular project. I feel like it's much needed. I need to do what I need to do and switch some things up. So that's a part of it.
You
got to
call me.
That was my week.
All right, man.
That was my week, man. I've just been like, oh, God, stick a fork in me. But, I got my office set up finally, you know. Got a couple more things that I'm going to buy because some things are coming in slow. But, yeah, man, the rest of my year is booked. So that ought to tell you something.
It's still kind of early, so that's what's up, man.
Booked
up 2019, booked up. Holler at me in 2020. Holler at me in the next decade. That's what you're telling people.
You know, like,
you about to get into
that's
the
amazing.
Another shift. Do you realize we're heading into, like, the roaring 20s? Part two, you know what I'm saying? Remember the, you know, if you take it back 100 years, you know, Harlem and all that stuff, you know, you hear about the roaring 20s, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we almost dead, man. That's crazy, you know.
We just keep this whole
concept of time. You know what I'm saying? This is deep.
Like,
bro.
I'm in the future right now. I really can't, in order to keep my sanity. I cannot add one more project on my plate this year. Like, seriously,
yeah,
in order to keep my sanity, I pray for this. I wanted this. You know, I'm hungry for this. But I also have to balance myself. And that's what I learned, you know, in the last 2 years of balance.
And I'm just like, now
I'm pacing myself, but I'm thankful for every project that's on the table. I'm thankful.
Yeah.
I will not complain. Don't get me wrong, y'all. You know, I love it.
life, life is a marathon. You know what I'm saying? Not a sprint. Shout out to Nipsey. I'm going to get into more of that on the world-famous show.
Oh, yeah.
Really, man,
I
life's a marathon.
But I know Smooth is sitting on the sideline waiting to call in. You know, he knows the way to get all of his stuff out.
Smooth,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So tonight's topic was brought to you by Smooth. I had to clean the topic
Smooth
up.
Like,
because
we
got to
get some freak
Smooth
shit
out.
On here.
Smooth Mouth is X-rated. Yeah, salute
Smooth
to the top five, California. You're still in the running. You're still number
Cali.
One.
Shout out to
in the
Cali,
United
man.
States.
West Coast.
Cali,
LA,
I love
stand
you.
Up.
I love you. I love you.
Word up. Shout out to my
so
people out there.
So, California.
California love.
We got, I just had
New York
to look,
step
I looked
game
at
up.
The
New York,
that's
Brooklyn,
what I
where you
at?
At
the very beginning of the
call. Brooklyn. I'm a little turned up. Let me turn it down a little bit. Go ahead.
And it don't want to take me back.
Mm.
It's California. I know we got Canada. I know we still got Republic of Korea. We got
What's that one country?
More.
Said,
I want to give you guys.
What's that one country you couldn't pronounce?
Huh?
They still up there? That one African country that we was having
trouble
pronouncing.
Man, Republic of Korea still doing their thing. I can't lie to you. So. We can't keep them out under no circumstances. Like, they have been standing in strong. You know, I've been seeing more and more stuff. You know, like as I'm looking online, like mukbangs and you know, things like that.
Dope. Shout out to Korea, man. But yo, that African country that we couldn't pronounce, if I'm not mistaken, you know, you remember the one I'm talking about? It was like. Our top five. Like,
okay, there
we
go.
We can't pronounce.
Give me a minute. My pad here
anyway.
Was tripping, and it took me a minute.
Okay.
So let's go to our stats. United States,
okay.
United Kingdom, Canada, Italy, and Republic of Korea. You guys are holding it down. California. You know, New York, y'all at .98. You know, y'all would never do it too well. Georgia, Florida, so it's California, and then all of the other states combined of 33.41%. We got Georgia and Florida, then New York. So salute to Florida coming up, you know, in the rankings and do numbers.
In Cleveland, Ohio, you guys
gotta
get up here, man.
I really expect Georgia and Florida. To be setting in the paint, you know, those are my two homes that I represent. So salute to Georgia and Florida for coming up. I want to see those numbers rise a little bit more as far as the listener base, but you guys are consistent for the most part with listeners. So Smooth chose this topic. So I'm going to tell you
real quick. Hold on, Ms. Lovely Black. Real quick.
Huh?
Hold on, I just wanted to say something. That African country that we couldn't pronounce, I think it was Cote the something, Cote d'Ivoire, whatever. I did some research. Yo, that might be the most beautiful.
Cote d'Ivory.
Cote d'Ivory. Yo, the women from Cote d'Ivory are so freaking beautiful. Yo.
That's a French country. That's the French coast. That's a Smooth actually in the academy. He was like, dude, were you talking about this? And here we are for months trying to figure out how to get that day.
Yo, they got some cute. Oh, my goodness. The women from there, like, just Google the women from Cote d'Ivoire. I keep pronouncing it wrong. But Google the women from there. Like, it was just some one of my, you know, people that I work with came over to me and like, was just like, yo, I got to go out there. I was like, yo. That country be listening to our show, like they be like in the top, you know, like in the top five of countries. A lot of times, the women that there are beautiful. I just wanted to shout them out, man. So that's it.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say
they
that.
They're not
the
Americanized. They don't have all that surgery over there. They eat clean.
No, they're naturally beautiful.
They,
man, it's Africa.
They're not messing up their food like they doing here.
Word.
They're taking care of themselves. And, you know, most of the time
it's
when you see
vibe.
Me now. Before I used to wear makeup, especially being George, stuff and stuff.
Shit.
And I felt like,
okay, you ain't with the makeup no more either. Damn, that's what you saying?
No, lately, like all my pictures, I don't have on makeup. I have on lip gloss, and that's it. My lash is my lip gloss, and that just shows how much my skin has dramatically improved. You know what I'm saying?
Really
just being here, being healthy from the inside out. So yeah.
You woke up like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, man. No makeup. I woke up like this. So my question was,
what move
makes
you talking about?
A good dick sucker. That was the question.
Damn, I need to know.
What makes a good dick sucker? So I altered the question and said, what qualifies as good oral sex? Okay. So that's tonight's topic, and I'm waiting on Smooth to call in because this is all him. This is all him. And you know, he real X-rated, so I want to give you guys a heads up right now in advance that this will be an X-rated show. This is one of the ones, you know, we can drop the knowledge and so on and so forth, but this is going to be an X-rated show from the beginning. So if you're listening in and you don't know what we're about, we are an adult topic show. 18 and up only. Sometimes, you know, y'all get in tune and go to listening and following me because y'all see the positive, and then when I post something a little raunchy, y'all be like, oh my God, and you know, hit the unfollow button. I'm a raunchy individual, but sometimes I keep it clean, and I'm wondering where the hell is Smooth at because he ain't called in yet. But I'm gonna ask you, Mr. OG,
Savage Gentleman,
youngster, young gangster,
young OG, aka the Savage Gentleman. Young
OG,
that's me.
You, what makes a good what is good oral sex?
What's good oral sex? All right, so cool. I'm gonna be honest, man. It's like I ain't been getting good oral sex, man. Like I ain't trying to like put nobody out there or nothing like that, man. But you know, like if it's not really in you, like I don't, because every woman got certain things that they just bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? Certain things that they good at. And like I said, I pride myself on adaptability. So whatever you good at, I'm gonna just rock with that, and I'm gonna make that shit happen, and we're gonna vibe off of that. But to me, what qualifies for good oral sex, and like I said, I really haven't had it in a minute. I'm keeping it 100. But good oral sex is that female that just like that. She want to take your soul. You know what I'm saying? When I take your soul, when I say take your soul, she just want to make you like lose control all day. You know what I'm saying? She want to suck that life force. You know what I'm saying? Because when you bust that off as a guy, that's that life force. That's that seed. You know what I'm saying? And that's the highest. That's the ultimate high. You know what I'm saying? That's why we be chasing it. You know what I'm saying? You know, like that feeling. If you can bottle that shit up and sell it, it would be the illest freaking, you know what I'm saying, drug out there. So, and that's a natural high. You know what I'm saying? So, women, the women that can tap into that and just do that. So, what I'm just trying to say is, so what qualifies for that to me? First off, you gotta want it. It's like you want that seed, that you want that juice. You want to be able to suck that. You don't want to stop until that juice is sucked out of that individual. That's, you know what I'm saying? And that's what qualifies it. And to me, we just make it all the way nasty. Is when a woman just, you know what I'm saying, she don't care, spit whatever, like, and then she just get down to it, and you just bust off. You know, the real nasty ones, when they can, I ain't going to say nasty. It is nasty, but it's the good nasty. When they just, like, bust off, they don't care. They swallow it or whatever, or they, you know, spit it out. You know what I'm saying? But the ones that just swallow it, oh, my gosh. That shit, because that shit is just sexy. That shit is just sexy as fuck to me. Like, God damn, you swallow that shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Some women just want that shit. Like, those are the ones that swallow, I think that's on another level. Those are the ones that really enjoy that shit because they like, I don't know, if, I don't want to say the taste of it because women, when I talk to some women and they really just get open and they get comfortable with you, you know, women will let you in on some shit the guys don't know about. They tell you how the shit tastes and all this other shit and all this shit. Like, I like to suck this dude because, like, when he busts off in me, that shit tastes. I can taste what he was eating and shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit be blowing my mind because, you know, as a guy, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the other side. So when a woman can just do that, and that just qualifies. But I haven't really come across that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I need to. I haven't, you know, I had a few back in the day, you know what I'm saying, before I was happily married. You know what I'm saying? But even, I don't know if I really had that one. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it a buck. That's what we want. So, you know what I'm saying? I haven't had that one. It's just like, just that's what they want. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, so, you know, that's what qualifies for good head. When they suck the balls and go down, and like I said, I ain't gay, but, you know, you go down and lick, you know what I'm saying? I ain't about to put my legs up or nothing like that, but, you know what I'm saying? When you just know how to do all that shit, too, and then you, like, suck the soul out of me and you swallow that shit, man, that's gangster shit right there. So that's
man,
it.
Look,
I'm going to pass the ball now.
About? Look, I remember the first time I got a bitch to suck my balls, man. I was like 12, 13 years old. And she told me to lift my legs. I'm like, all right, cool, bitch. You the first bitch to suck my balls. You want me to lift my leg? Come on. Yay, wee.
Yeah.
Hell, I remember the first time a bitch tried to suck my dick from behind. You know, you had to bend over
oh,
for that.
Oh, my God.
I can't do that now. I'm older now.
Oh,
I'm like, look, bitch, I ain't about to bend over. But back when I was younger, like, yeah, bitch, go ahead and let.
Damn, that's what I'm talking about. That's
not. Yo, this bitch knows my booty.
Shout out to our Twitter page. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we're still trying to get our weight up. We're trying to get our followers up. But shout out to Real Adult Talk. And that's Real R-E-A-L Adult A-D-U-L-T Talk T-A-W-K. But, yo, I got some famous on there I'm following. Like, man. Like, yo, I be on my timeline with the fucking Real Talk Twitter. And, yo, it is. They done stepped their game up. They didn't step their game up. I mean, I got some A1, you know what I'm saying, about that life, oral surgeons, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the oral sex. So shout out to, you know, the females we got on,
right.
We follow,
now,
Real Good Talk. But go ahead.
So what makes a good dick suck? Miss Lovely Black, you're supposed to give your input before all
I wanna
this
hear
mailing is giving out his
stuff,
fucking,
you know,
input.
Saying?
You know what I'm saying?
He be saying a lot, so I can't wait to see what she got to
like,
say.
No, because right now, see, the bad thing about it is, Frank, they got a lot of people out here sucking dick, right?
Yeah.
And they don't know what the fuck they doing.
Facts.
So Black is going to tell us her definition of what a good dick
no,
suck is.
No, you go first.
And then,
you go first.
Oh, no. Oh, no. See, I'm a gentleman.
The
woman is going to go first. You know what I'm saying? The woman
ladies
is going
to
go first.
Shout
and I'm going
to
get my motherfucking insight. Hey, don't get me wrong. Hey, that was good. You gave
ladies
your interpretation
first
of what good dick suck is. But you see me? You talking about a bitch that play with the nut and shit like that. Well, first of all, you got to find a bitch that can make you nut, man.
Yeah, true. Facts.
What's the shit? What's the sense
that
you
don't
sucking
give a
my
fuck
dick
about,
for 30?
Hold on.
Nah, fuck that. What's
don't,
the sense you sucking my dick for 30
rock
minutes, but you can't get that nut? Keep your fucking hands to yourself,
lock,
bitch, and suck that dick. Now, Black,
yeah,
tell me
what
your definition of a good dick sucker.
I don't know. I don't have a dick.
What? I'm sorry. What was that, Mega Mouth? Did Mega Mouth just say that she doesn't know what the definition of a good dick sucker is?
Man,
after
man,
all
man,
these motherfucking
us,
years? Nah, fuck that. After all these motherfucking years
oh, you
of proclaiming the infamy of her motherfucking mouth,
yo,
now all of
yo,
a sudden she don't
too
know what a good dick sucker is? Nah, hell no. Fuck up, I ain't done
yo
helping. Nigga, this
hold
been
on,
over a decade, nigga. How dare you tell
hold
me you don't know, but that was your claim
yo
to fame. Hey, Mega Mouth.
Hold up. And I want to shout out. I want to shout out NWA for putting me on to game. You know what I'm saying? When I was young and I didn't really know what this was about, I don't have my NWA tape, and they came on with that Don't Matter, Just Don't Bite It. You know what I'm saying? My shout out to Eazy-E. You know what I'm saying? Don't Matter, Just Don't Bite It. Oh, man. When I heard that song, I was like, yo, I'm looking for it. You know what I'm saying? Don't Matter, Just Don't
Actually,
Bite It.
That's a horrible indoctrination to sucking dick. Yes, it matters. Yes, it matters.
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
What the fuck you say?
For the guy, for whoever wants,
no teeth.
For the people out there listening in, if you want to call in on this conversation, please give us a call, 646-787-1839. So listen, for the most part, most men say,
yeah, my memory long as a motherfucker. Yeah, keep going, nigga. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm out watching that video, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Got that bitch.
Y'all be talking in code, man. Y'all be talking in code, man. I like that, though. I like that. I'm outside looking in to y'all little conversation that y'all be talking about. But
no, he's just childish, man. He's just really, really childish. Like,
it's not like Smooth got some of them old Miss Lovely Blacks, you know what I'm saying?
Right, that's what he's talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right. You know what it is, too? And I'm just like, you know, like, I know Ms. Lovely Black. I know you did your thing on that. You know what I'm saying? But I like so I so love our relationship that we have on the radio, you know what I'm saying, that I just be like, you know what, I'm going to chill. I ain't even going to open up Pandora's box with that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Don't even watch it. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I
love that.
But I love how Smooth watched that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's
well, okay,
you know
so Smooth been my best friend for since like 2009-ish. You know what I'm saying? Like we've been vibing since 2009. And so, you know what I'm saying? Like me and Smooth never had sex. We've never did anything, but like he hadn't been on set when we, you know, we didn't try to shoot, people to show shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that's my writer. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What's up? You think
so
I should shoot this person? You know, so our relationship goes far beyond that portion. You know what I'm saying? Like he, like what is one of the very few people that knows me interpersonally, like as far as in the business game and out. So, you know, there's no shame in my game. You know, there's so many people that still try to make money off my name right now. But for those, this is how I came up with the new Miss Lovely Black, because Miss Lovely Black was a porn actress, and Miss Lovely Black, a.k.a. name was Mega Mouth. So she was known in the game for her old skills.
There goes. Oh,
me, myself,
you put me on.
I don't know, but I can get Miss Lovely Black on the phone. And then I can let her explain this to you guys if you want to do that. But for me,
whatever split personality you got to get. Okay. I don't give two flying shits. if you got to make up a new bitch name, I don't want to talk to her.
Explain it. I
want to
know.
Hello? Hello?
Oh,
what do y'all want to
know? You got to call her. Who's that?
She gonna make me shit on myself.
Who's this? Wait, hold on. Who's that? I heard a different voice.
This
hey, that's crazy ass.
This who?
Hey.
I'm lost. I don't know what's going on right
crazy.
Now.
Hey, that's the champion right there.
Who is this?
The champ is here. It's Mega Mouse. What's up? Nice to meet you.
Okay. Oh, snap. All right. Yeah, what's poppin'? Tell us how this head game is. You know what I'm saying? How you got the name Megamouth?
Oh,
you know
I mean, you know, for me, I feel like I'm the best dick sucker around. You know, I look at these people outpouring, you know, old girl put me up for a while. I do miss the games, but, you know, I have to play along and do what I have to do. But these chicks out here now can't suck dick. They give head, literally.
Okay.
They be all on
okay.
the head. They suck on the head and they jack the dick. That's not sucking dick, boo-boo. I see Superhead. I see Sierra Marie. But you have to go and look for me to see that I'm certified in the game. I'm Mega Mouth. If you ain't taking that dick, licking that head, licking all around that dick from the bottom to the top and then taking that thing to the bottom of your throat, you ain't doing it right, boo-boo. You supposed to do that shit with no hands, okay? Your hands going to be anywhere. It's going to be on the ball. You have to know that all that and grapefruit, making it fun. Listen, between your jaws, your tongue, and your suction, that's going to be the most fun he ever had in his life because you can do the washing machine on that motherfucker. You can do all kind of shit on that motherfucker. You understand me? You don't need no grapefruits, no oranges, or apples. All you need is you and your skills. And if you don't know how to give head, all you got to do is keep practicing. Find out what he like. Pay attention to his movements. Pay attention to his toes. You get that spot, he like it. And for me, it's once you get that thing wet, you know what I'm saying, and this mouth super duper wet, I just literally just keep going up and down, no breaks, no stopping. I'm going up and down. I'm going down on that shaft, coming up, licking that head, still with my mouth closed, and going back down again, up and down, up and down. That shit drive them niggas crazy. You got to lick them balls, okay, both of those balls, and try to put them in your mouth at the same time. No teeth, little girl, teeth. Come
no
back
teeth.
Up, hit that motherfucker's dick. You know what I'm saying? Right. You want to massage some, massage them balls. So you got to work on putting that whole thing in your mouth without no hands. Do it with no hands. Miss Lovely Black is the champ, baby. I retired, and I let these little youngins get out here and do what they do, but dang, they wasn't hitting on me. Right now, somebody just hit old girl up and told her today, was like, oh, you know this site still got your movies up? And she was like, I keep telling them to take them down, but they won't. Like, everybody want the champ. Every man in the camp is viewed millions and millions of times over. You're going to talk shit. You're going to do what you do. I don't care what you want to call me. Make sure you put grade A dick sucker in front of it. Believe that. Make that
you know
mouth wet.
Yeah.
And suck that shit like a bed. That's just how I go.
You know what? And that's what I'm talking about. So, and you know what it is, too? Certain women don't like this, man, but I like it. And when women, like, let you do this, that's when you know they A1. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to that. Like, when you can, like, just, like, grab the head, you know, grab their head and guide them. You know what I'm saying? Some women, like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Let me just do it. You know what I'm saying? When you can just grab the head and guide it, and then especially if they got a ponytail. You know what I'm saying? If they got a ponytail, you can grab that ponytail and make sure they, like, hitting that spot right. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
But a part of fucking her face should be a part of oral sex. Oral sex ain't no 5-minute situation. You supposed to get on top of him and fuck that thing right, and then turn around and lay on your back and say, baby, fuck my face. If he can't fuck your face, then bitch, you ain't sucking dick right. That's just the bottom line. And after he finished fucking your face, then you get right back on top of his ass, sucking some more, and say, baby, stick it in my ass. That's another show.
Ass the mouth. Ass the mouth.
We ain't talking about no ass fucking right now. What's wrong with you?
No, oh, mouth to ass. I did not say ass to mouth. I said mouth to ass.
You said ATM? Shout out to
you.
No. I don't give a fuck.
You nasty.
ATM.
We ain't talking about that.
But
right
yeah,
now.
But
we
you know what? It's some grade A. But, you know, everything you
right.
said is on point. But it's some grade A.
I need
it's
them to stop fucking dick with
A.
hands. Like, I've been behind closed doors since 2014, and I've just been watching this fuckery that y'all putting at, because you got a little name for yourself, and you said, oh, you suck D, you this and you that. It'll take a whole lot of money to bring me out of retirement, and I mean a whole lot, because this chick here doing her thing, and she didn't rebrand it and did all that stuff, but what I'm telling you is that they ain't sucking dick right, and so I know y'all niggas not happy.
Yeah.
It's not us that can't keep... No, dude, it's us that we ain't putting up with nobody bullshit because we do everything from the top to the bottom, okay? So you can't get down on a man and then try to dictate what's nasty and what's not nasty. When you putting a dick in his mouth, that whole mid-region is yours. You got to go for the kid. You got to suck that dick. You got to lick those balls, hit that booty, blow in that booty hole, come back up and hit the tip of that head again. You got to suck that motherfucker like you mean it. Stop giving 5-minute head. Get on that dick for about a good 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I said. You got to get about that life or it ain't going to come out that way. You know what I'm saying? And it's only if it seems like it'd be a, I mean, I don't know.
Hold up, nigga. Did you just condone her say blowing a hole in your booty?
Hey, man.
I know I didn't hear correctly.
Hey, man. Just don't stick no fingers. You know what I mean? Like, hey,
ain't
you know
nothing wrong with blowing
air
in the booty.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, wait a minute. So wait a minute. Stop,
look,
stop.
What,
so
what,
blowing
what,
air in the ass and making the chick come out like a fart is okay.
Well, what?
But you're not blowing hard in the ass. See, what you do is you lick around the asshole. You lick around the rim first, and then you lightly stick your to the tip of your tongue in,
hey,
give it a kiss, and then go back.
Hey, this is not my topic. This is not my fucking topic. My time is how to suck a good dick. Ain't blowing no ass no hoes.
That goes with it, smooth. That goes with it. That's part of it. That's part of the game, smooth.
Right.
Don't let me
time out. When it's your people, you can't lick anybody's ass. But when it's your people, you got to go all in for the kill. You can't be around here playing around. You know what I'm saying? And for you dry cottonmouth assholes, he could jack off
man,
with no lotion if he wanted to dry mouth.
Just
he can jack off. He can jack off with no lotion. Listen, he want wet pussy, so he want wet mouth. Make sure that mouth, if that dick hit in the back of your throat, your saliva gland are gonna automatically activate. So goddamn, as far you keep putting it in the back of your throat, your mouth gonna get wetter and wetter and wetter. You suck that shit up, or you spit it out, or you suck it up again. You get nasty.
Oh,
you
man.
Can't be halfway nasty. Said I'm gonna put your dick in my mouth and then cut off on the nasty
lie.
Shit that you want to do.
Look, man, this show was X-rated, but I, you know, the Savage Gentleman got me talking. Look. So you know what else is nasty that I like, and this is how you know. Like when you bust, like sorry. So she giving you that head action or whatever, right? You bust off or whatever.
and you bust off on her face, right? And then you go right back in there with, you know what I'm saying? And she, or she just get up on there and ride.
Oh, yeah. And then I take my hand and I wipe your cum off of my face and put it in my mouth while you getting back in.
Because,
see, I don't like to waste nothing. I don't like to waste that. If anything, you don't come in my mouth and I'm going to spit it on your dick and still suck it back off. Wasting cum is a waste of
Game of Thrones. Y'all niggas have went far left with this shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck? This is the art of
Well, let me put her back on the phone because I'm doing.
Yeah. So shout out to Miss Lovely Black. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, let's see what's up with the new Miss Lovely Black. That's what's up.
What y'all niggas ain't gonna do is fuck around and Nicki Minaj me and shit. Just bullshit.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not tolerate this shit. Fuck that.
What are you talking about?
Oh, what you talking about?
What you
in here? Then the sad thing about this, this nigga playing along with the shit, talking about like, man, who is this? Who is this? I'm on the
phone.
It's the same bitch.
She threw me off, man. I only know.
That was not me.
I didn't know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what time it is. That was not me.
Whatever.
But smooth. So I got my girl to tell you what she feel like. So smooth, what you feel like your fellatio is? You topping my girl or what?
Yeah, let's get this shit back on topic because y'all niggas are falling.
Go ahead, talking about blowing
hairs and assholes and shit. I'm in the background like, this is not my topic. This is not my topic. All my fucking nipples got all type of soft and shit. Listen to y'all two fuckery. The fuck? Come on, right there. It's okay to blow in the ass. Just don't use your finger. I'm like, but nigga, the air got to come back out, motherfucker. You're going to be farting and shit. Come on. Yeah, I man queefed out my ass. Hell no.
Yeah. If she know what she's doing, I ain't thinking about. If she know what she's doing, she's overthinking the whole situation.
Oh, my God.
What she doing, you ain't thinking about none of that shit. You overthinking
the
whole
thing. I'm analytical, motherfucker. I have no choice but to think about it.
Man, listen, bro. Oh, my gosh. Like, smooth is going to stop and just be like, hold up, what you do? Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Let that shit rock.
Bitch, you blowing my ass and my ass will quench up. I'm going to fight you, bitch. Fuck wrong with you? Bitch, we ain't coming in for all that.
Yeah.
Nigga, I got a motion sensor on my asshole, man.
Oh, man. Listen, man. Yo, man. Yo, man. Look, man, listen. So, if you ain't gonna talk about it, I'm gonna talk about it. Listen. Yo, no problem at all. You know what I'm saying? But if a female, she nice with that shit, man. Hey, if she got a salad tosser and she know what the fuck she's doing.
Okay,
I ain't put my legs up. Go ahead, Smooth.
Smooth is against getting inside and tossing, and Mobians love it. So I love it.
Yeah, man,
Smooth, tell us what you like. What makes good hair?
Look, first of all, let's get to the topic at hand. What makes you a good dick sucker? All right. Now, this is complex like a motherfucker, because I've been involved with a lot of bitches.
Have you seen Megamouth? What do you think about Megamouth?
Hold on, wait a minute. First of all, nigga, I'm still talking. Don't you interrupt me while I'm about to give out my fucking definition of what good head is.
Don't wait on
Nicki Minaj. Shit. The fuck? With your multiple personalities. Hey, we're going to talk about this shit later on, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm just smacking out from this bitch. I'm the champion.
That's dope, man. I thought I was talking to like city girls or something on the phone. Like, that's
y'all niggas
up,
got
man.
Too comfortable now. This is gonna be the most last field fucking conversation ever. Everybody like, man, I know they're trying to say something, but they can't stop laughing. What the fuck? All right, man, look. Hey, brother, had many bitches suck my dick. All right. Now, unfortunately, they got a lot of hoes out here that can suck a dick, but they can't make you come, right? So if you can't make me come, what makes you think you can suck a dick? So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, can you suck a dick or are you just a horrible finisher? Because I had some bitches with like a mediocre head, but they know exactly what to do to make you just come. Make you nut. But the whole purpose,
and
the
what
whole
is
purpose
that?
Of fucking.
And yeah, and what is that? Yeah, yeah. That's good question, Miss Muffleback.
Hold on, wait a minute.
What is that? What you said? You, hold on. Look, let me clarify. Let me clarify because I was listening. You said, you said smooth. This is what you said. This is exactly what you just said. You said, I didn't been with some chicks that got mediocre head, but they knew exactly what to do to make me come. You didn't say it was bomb ass head that made me come. You said it was mediocre, but they knew what to do to make me come. So, Ms.
and
Lovely,
what was that?
New Ms.
What
Lovely Back
do?
Asked you what that was.
Don't be stressing the new nigga. Don't feed into that.
All right.
No, we're going to stress the new, okay? Okay? Now, the whole purpose behind this fucking question, right, was to get real philosophical with this fucking...
Oh, my God.
This whole debate.
Man, come on, man.
No, don't... Oh, my God.
He put in one of your numbers
been,
right now. Yeah,
I know.
I've been listening. I've right, been right. listening to both of you motherfuckers all for right. the last 30 minutes.
We're waiting.
No, but I'm serious, though. What is the qualifications of good head? Because they got a lot of bitches that can make your toes curl and all this other good shit, but then at the same time, they're horrible finishers. They don't know what it takes to make you come. Then they got some other bitches like some mediocre head, but then all of a sudden, oh, shit, I came in your mouth.
That's what we want to
so
know.
What is,
that's the part.
So what is the definition of a bitch who can give some good, is a good dick sucker? Because what's the sense of me fucking you if you can't come? Which means, what's the sense of you sucking my dick if I can't come? And keep your hands to yourself, you dirty bitch.
Okay, so that was a lot. Okay, but go ahead. All right.
Damn, nigga, that was the whole question. But y'all niggas gonna start talking about blowing on assholes and shit. Fuck. Fuck wrong with y'all. Make me angry.
But what'd she do? Yeah. What did she do?
What you mean? I don't know what the fuck the bitch did. It's her fucking mouth. Some bitches know how to make you come. And some bitches don't know how to make you come. You see what I'm saying? So if you know how to make me come, does that mean you know how to suck dick? Because this other bitch right here, boy, she had my toes curling, but at the same time, she wanted me to back in the fucking mouth because she couldn't make me come. But meanwhile, your head was mediocre or poo, but then all of a sudden, oh, shit, she got the nut. I'd be goddamn. Bitch, how you did that?
Well, you know, a lot of times to me, like, sometimes, like, if a female sucking me off and I'm like, and I can't come, you know what I'm saying? I'll just have to tell her, like, if she catch a rhythm, like, hold on, like, stay with that rhythm, you know what I'm saying? Stay with what you're doing. Don't go lick my balls. Don't go lick my whatever. Like, just stay on that rhythm, you know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, for me, a lot of times, I might have to guide her, you know what I'm saying? So I might have to pull that ponytail and be like, hold up. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't want to have to fuck the best throat. If I gotta fuck your throat, then bitch, you ain't sucking dick.
Nah, man.
All I'm doing is fucking your mouth.
But you know what I'm saying? Like I'm making it my sensation to make me talk. You know what I'm saying? So, like that. And I don't know. Maybe it's me. You know, maybe it's my personality. Like, cause everybody's different. So I'm only speaking from me, the savage gentleman. So I like, and Ms. Lovely Black has said this time and time again. I guess maybe sometimes I do. I like control. I like that power. You know what I'm saying? So I like when I can grab it. Grab the ponytail and be like, all right, boom. You know what I'm saying? And then when they go in, and then you know what else just gets me off too as far as this topic? When I start the bus and they just keep going even more, like they just want to suck it all till there's nothing left. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, if she swallowed that shit, I know she a real one. Like, oh, my God, she just swallowed my shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's me. That's what's just going to make me just – or like if I – bust off, like I said, if I can just bust off on the face piece, and then like that, now I'm just like I'm just ready, and just the whole optics of it got me just ready to rock hard again to just like tag it up, you know what I'm saying? With her, you know, it's just that passion. So you know, me, I'm passionate. You know what I'm saying? That passion just takes over. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You know, because really, cause
you
this
fucked
is,
in that bitch's face. How many hoes have sucked your dick and asked to make you come? Give me a ratio. 80%, 20%, 90%. Because you've been having a bad head.
A lot of times they don't know what they're doing. So I'm going to be like, it's probably like 50-50. It's 50-50. It's 50-50.
That's right.
It's like 50-50.
It's an epidemic out here. There's a lot of bitches sucking dick, don't know what the fuck they're doing.
But, like I said, they might not know how to suck dick, but they can ride a dick. You know what I'm saying? They might not know how to suck, but they can take it in the ass. Or they might not do this, but they just, you know what I'm saying? They got other attributes. Or a bitch can suck dick, but she can't fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's give or take. But when you get that one that can do it all, she a problem. You know what I'm saying? She a problem because she knows what she do. She knows she like a man here. You know what I'm saying? You're
not talking about a bitch that can do it all. We talking about what makes a good dick suck.
Well, that's it. I just told you my.
We need a seminar to have these hoes out here start sucking dick.
But a lot of these women don't want to do it. And I'm gonna be honest. Look, I'm probably that dude on the female end. I ain't one for sucking. I told you all this. We talked about this. I ain't one for like eating pussy. I'm gonna be honest. You know what I'm saying? We just raw this shit.
Wait,
so,
what?
You know, like I said, I ain't one for that.
He ain't eating no pussy.
I ain't one for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm not.
Hold on.
You know,
oh my god. Hold on. Stop. Yeah. Real quick. Hey,
what's
I just like how you there. What?
Yeah.
What?
Look. I'm. We in the street, like, you know,
she's like, they still make
thorough.
You motherfuckers? What?
I'm keeping it thorough.
Listen, this is a prime example. I tell people all the time, looking at people because they married and thinking, oh, they married and I want marriage. You never know what a person is dealing with in their marriage life. I wish the fuck I would marry somebody or be with somebody that don't eat no pussy, that don't like sex toys, that, you know what I'm saying?
Yep,
some people
That's me. That's me, Ms. Lovely Black. That's me. You know what I'm saying?
You want to get all of the work done to you, but you don't want none. You don't want to do the work.
Hey, man, look.
No.
That's just me, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, look.
That's probably why she
had,
like, she don't like sucking your dick. You said you ain't had no good dick sucking
at
all time.
No.
That's probably why.
Stop being a hater.
But what I will say, I told you.
Yeah.
What turns me on for me to like want to like eat the pussy. I told you it's got to have the whole vagina area's got to have a certain look to it. You know what I'm saying? And then that's what turns me on to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? And you told me this. I don't know. You was like, yo, nah, that means you had too much. I like a fat. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like that shit to be fat. You know what I'm saying? Like then I'm turned on fat and like clean and like. That turns me on. You know what I'm saying? So that's what qualifies for me. That's what turns me on to do that type of stuff. But you know, that's just me. That's just a fetish maybe I have. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So we just keeping it thorough here on Real Talk. So yeah.
Oh my god.
Do that dance. So what makes a good dick sucker? Because ain't nobody answering my question.
But that's
I don't feel like listen, okay, so there are some men, like here's my point of view. There are some men that just cannot come off of oral sex. And it's like that there are some not a lot, but there are some that just can't. So that doesn't mean that you're not good at being a giving oral sex. That just means that this person can't come. You know what I'm saying? Like you got some men that just fight and hold it. Now if you are a man that can come off of oral sex, then that's an awesome thing. Now if you know you can come off oral sex and she sucks your dick and you cannot come, then I would consider that garbage. But if you know you can't come off of oral sex, as long as she gives you the sensation, the titillation, the ventilation,
I think all men, because you know, Miss Lovely Black, I am a man. I think all men can come off of oral sex. It's just that woman that can make him do it. You know what I'm saying? So he
I've been in a relationship with somebody that actually just cannot. Like, I'm talking about, I done went to war on this man for, like, 40 minutes, man. Like, just cannot do it. And then at the end of the day, he was just holding it because that's the one. He's like, hell no, I'm not giving it to you, no. Because when you give a man head and you make him come, you take a piece of his soul with you. And a lot of men know that because they done did it before. So they run from that. They run from you getting a soul. They run from you being in that position. I have not gave a man, one of my men head that I wasn't in a relationship and was with them for a long time and they came. So if you get that recipe, you know, it's a good thing. But I think as long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, his penis is rock hard the entire time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know when you're doing what you got to do. I do not think that coming is a part of that.
Hold up. You, as a woman, you know, you've come from a guy giving you oral sex, right?
Right.
No, not all the time.
Right.
Hell no.
No, but you have come from a guy. I'm not saying every guy.
I have.
Come,
yeah.
But a guy has made.
But that's so a good
that's
example,
my,
though.
That's my point exactly. So it's a guy. He's coming.
No,
from, you know what
not,
I'm saying? Like,
you got some people, like, okay, I'm never going to say I can't come from oral sex, right? Because I can. It's just that it doesn't happen often. You know what I'm saying? Because, one, I know that most men have trash oral sex. So, therefore, I don't even want you playing with me like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just a waste of my time. Keep your gingivitis over there. Let's just do what we do. Now, if I was somebody that said, I just can't come off of oral sex, that's something completely different. You have some women that have never had an orgasm in their life. And men are like, you never had an orgasm? It's because they never had the chemistry with the right individual that knew exactly what to do to the pussy. Like, they could have loved this man to the core, but he didn't know what to do in the bedroom. Or he knew what to do in the bedroom to an extent, but it was something about him that was really turning her off. The chemistry was never 100% perfect. So it's a difference between not being able to come and just certain people can make me come. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, that's not the yeah, if you get down there and make me come, oh, shit, hands down, you got a good head. For a man, though, men just want that sensation. For me, I feel like as long as you're going past the head, because most of these women give head, like I said, literally. They give head.
Yeah,
they
shout
don't,
out to
Lil
Kim. Lil Kim.
They give
Lil head. Kim, when the hardcore album Lil Kim came out, that changed the whole shit. And black women started giving head. You know what I'm saying? Up until that point, that shit was like a little like, you know what I'm saying? Like, white girls do that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't be doing that shit. And Lil Kim did it. And shout out to her, man. So she need to be, you know what I'm saying? Need to be respected for that shit, for bringing that shit to the game, man. Shout out to that hardcore album.
Man, right. Because that's when I was like, oh, okay, it ain't never really wrong. I heard Lil Kim say it.
Exactly.
Honestly, you know what I'm saying? So when Lil Kim was like, shit.
Keep it in the butt.
Take it in the bud. Yes, boy. I was like, oh, shoot, sure, it's a fuck that kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hey, Kim
put
me a coach
and shit. Co-sign that shit. Yeah, man, that's real talk.
You know, like I was like, wait a minute, they go in your butt? Oh, so, yeah, I love Lil Kim. But I just think that as long as you're doing what you got to do, as long as it's wet, as long as you're not using no teeth, you know what I'm saying? And as long as the whole time you ain't got your hands on him, you know, jacking it off, like that's contributing to the blowjob. That's not a blowjob. That's a jack job. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep your hands to yourself, your teeth to yourself, and share the saliva. That's my combination for a good suck on.
Exactly. Yeah. Fuck that shit. And, you know, I done dated women that just or whatever, like that. I really had engaged in sexual shit with. Want to jerk me off instead of like giving a head, like, yo, what the fuck? I ain't about to let you just tease me, like, just like that, too. Just throws me off, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to just be about that life. You know what I'm saying? You ain't about to just play with my shit and not put your mouth on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Man, look, if I can't come, bitch, you dumb. Fuck all this. I'm getting tired of you niggas. If I can't come, bitch, you dumb. Fuck this shit. Nigga, at the end of the day, I'm a fucking finisher.
But if you ain't first place, you last place.
So if you can't make me come,
don't get it twisted.
What's the sense of you putting your pussy on me if you can't make me come?
Hold on, smooth.
Fuck that. I'm being angry right now.
Just do what you do, man. Just
R. Kelly only got
smooth. Let me ask you this question, bro.
R. Kelly only got $650 in the bank, bro.
You mean to tell me some fine ass bitch. I'm talking about fine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just built like a stack house. You know what I'm saying?
If you ain't first, you last place. Talladega
Nights. She tried to suck you off. She couldn't. You couldn't come. You mean to tell me you ain't going to
come? You ain't first, you last. Talladega
Nights. You mean to tell me after a while you're just going to be like, you know what? Chill out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hold on. Like, let me see what the back shot's like. You know what I'm saying? Or let me put the legs up and just stab at it. You're just going to be like, all right, it's done? That's what I'm trying to say. Certain women is just good at certain other things. You know what I'm saying? Every woman ain't built to suck up there. You know what I'm saying? But they good in other things. You know what I'm saying? So that's nice.
Everybody wants to give somebody a chance in life. Okay, that's nice. You know, everybody gets first place prize from Mo'Dan. Okay, you giving out first place prize? You giving
that.
Out? This nigga
Mo give more chances to hypothetical situations than he do in real life. Mo don't give no chances. Mo been here, so you try to tell me. If you try to tell me, nigga, you don't eat pussy, you don't like food, you don't like sex toys, you don't even like to fuck every week. So, I'm trying to figure out what the hell you got going on. That's what y'all have one whole therapy session, a doctor field session for Mo.
Yeah, man.
Hey, bro, look, first of all,
I like what I like, man.
Nigga, R. Kelly got $650 to his name in the bank. They done subpoenaed, they done fucked around and subpoenaed all his damn bank accounts and shit.
A world famous chop up?
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock, bro. It's 9 p.m.
Yep,
all right,
thanks to the world famous chop up, baby.
So let's set it up. All right, so yo, this is the world famous chop up. Part of the show. What is it, 9 o'clock? No, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. So 10 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? We about to get into it. You know what I'm saying? We're about to go over the topics of this week. So Smooth, just set it off. Like, hold up. So this is breaking news. I ain't even know this about R. Kelly. So what's five more R. Kelly right now?
Yeah, man, the courts to seize his bank accounts. The courts to seize his bank accounts. So, you know, you have $200,000 in bank rent. You know what I'm talking about? In the Chicago warehouse that he was at. So the landlord won a decision, and the fucking the court seized his bank accounts. He only got $650 to his name now. They took he had $150,000 in holdings. They took that from him. So like now he got negative $13 in one account and $650 in another.
Damn, I'm sure he got some shit overseas though. He gotta have some shit overseas.
No. What part of the court seized all his bank accounts?
Yeah, but the courts for United States, that the laws from the United States don't apply to, like, if you in Switzerland or some shit, you know what I'm saying? And if you got dough like that, you would think you would set some shit up like that. Offshore.
Man, bro, when was the last time you actually had a foreign bank account now? They have laws as per when Barack Obama was in office. You can no longer hide your money overseas now.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, this is new stuff. Like, you know, it seemed like they really just want to hit him in his pockets. And then, like I said, he can't tour right now. You know what I'm saying? He got dropped from his record deal, so it's not like he got a job, man. So, wow, they really just trying to starve my man R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just interesting to watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess that's what they're trying to do to him. They're just trying to just humiliate him. You know what I'm saying? And, like, if we can't make you do no time, we want to make sure we want to take away your whole lifestyle. So, yo, man. This is just modern times, but you see this happen to the greats back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, usually the IRS, I catch you up on some shit. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day before, you know, people got hit. You know what I'm saying? But you would see all types of entertainers, man, and you see that they died, bro, like Joe Louis. You know what I'm saying? The great boxer. You know what I'm saying? And different other people. You know what I'm saying? It was just big at that time, but, you know, due to certain situations, you know what I'm saying, died broke, and then they was rich and on top of their profession. So, you know, that's crazy, man, this whole R. Kelly situation. But you kind of reap what you sow, you know what I'm saying? But it's just sad to see him being retried for something that he allegedly got away with almost, 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? It just came and with this whole Me Too movement, it just came and just caught steam again off of that documentary. You know what I'm saying? So that's just crazy how, like, that just shows you how, you know, propaganda, you know what I'm saying? We put something out there and we get the people on our side, how, like, you know, the tide can change, you know what I'm saying? So I just think that's a crazy situation, man. So hold your head, R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, look, I'm not about to retry him again. He already got away with it, you know what I'm saying? If this is the case, he should have went to jail the first time, but he got away due to the laws in the United States. Huh? He was acquitted, didn't have to serve time, and I just don't see why he's getting retried for a trial that happened almost 20 years ago. That's some bullshit.
That's you know cute and all, but you're forgetting one
What's
thing.
Up?
Okay.
What's up?
Notice I said he didn't pay his rent.
Yeah.
He didn't pay his rent. This was owed to his landlord. You see what I'm saying? If you don't pay me, I'm coming after your funds. So this ain't got nothing to do with the court situation as far as
His money is tied up because of these I guess these deals that he's losing, right?
No, you're forgetting one thing. As a landlord, right? As a person that owns property, okay?
Okay.
It takes so long before you actually get to go to court. You see what I'm saying? This has been going on way before Surviving R. Kelly. The documentary and everything else has been coming out. As far as him owing $200,000 in bank rent. What's the excuse to that? That just means you being a bad tenant.
Or he ain't on top of his game, you know, like, damn. Or he probably thought he had some money coming that end up didn't coming, you know, didn't come. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, okay, well, I'll get to it. I got, like, this tour coming up, or I got this show coming up. The show get canceled. The tour get canceled. So that's money he thought that he would be able to pay, and, you know, due to the
have
circumstances.
Have you ever had somebody owe you money?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I
what
have.
Happens when they don't pay you?
Well,
what do you do
I mean,
if somebody don't pay you your money? I know what
it,
I
well,
do.
It's a, well, it's a certain things. You know what I'm saying? You can handle it in the courts, you can handle it in the streets, or you can work out an agreement. You know what I'm saying? It's three ways you can do
I'm
it.
I'm knocking on your
really
door.
Do.
If you mm-hmm. owe me on Friday night, I'm knocking on your door. Run me my money.
Yeah, okay. So you're taking it to the streets or you're taking it to the court? You, when you say you're knocking on the door, you coming with some street shit or you coming with some, like, a subpoena? Because that's
nigga,
the only
I'm
two
coming
ways.
To
we
your house.
Yeah.
I'm coming to your house because you owe me my money.
I got you.
I own property.
Yeah, okay.
Knock on wood, because right now I have yet to knock on wood, I have yet to
you
have one of those bad-ass tenants that don't pay the loot. But then at the
that's
same
dope.
Time, I still will loan money out. If you don't
okay.
have my money, I don't want to hear this, oh, man, bro, look, I thought, you know what I'm saying, my payment was going to come in. So why do I have to come to you?
Exactly. So at that
it's
point,
your job
to
come
I mean,
to
as
me.
A landlord, you taking it to the courts then. You're going to go through the system to get this person out, to get the tenant out, right? Or and then get your back rent, right?
Nah, man, I do lease agreements. Well, I'll just change the locks on your ass. And fuck that. Nah,
and
as soon as you go outside,
out,
I'm changing the locks. I'm only required to make sure that your property. I'm only required to make sure that your property don't get damaged.
Got you. So you changing the locks and then you throwing all this shit out on the curb, right? You evict.
No, I'm not. No. Stop. I can't do that. That's against the law. I'm
okay.
only required as part of the lease agreement. I'm only required to make sure that the property is still taken care of. So I can change the locks. So you go to work. I'm changing locks on you.
Okay, but then what's after
you
that?
Have my money.
And then what's after
you
that?
You better pay me. You pay me.
So they ain't got the
how
money. But then you
got
to go to the courts, right? You got to go through the legal system.
Yeah, you just a nice.
Or you got to take it to the street. I'm just saying. So yeah. I don't know. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Long story short, R. Kelly, like, damn. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I mean, you know, but it is what it is, man. It seemed like they've been trying to get R. Kelly. And it don't seem like a gospel album is gonna help this time. You know, he didn't went to that I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. He didn't went to that well one too many times. You know what I'm saying? Like I get into some shit, I can usually get out of this shit by like making some gospel or inspiring music, and then people start to forget about it. But now we in a different time, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to cover your bases. And R. Kelly seemed like for what it's worth, it seemed like all these, you know, stories, I haven't really been keeping up with it, but it seemed like his bases wasn't covered, and it's finally coming back to haunt him. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting to just see how he bounced back. I still think that he may bounce back from this. I don't know how at this point, you know what I'm saying? Because right now, people are really not trying to hear his music. I don't know how he's perceived overseas. I don't know if he can still get money, you know, in other countries or whatever. But right now, in the United States, It's really like a backlash of like banning R. Kelly. So, you know, only time will tell. We'll see what happens. But in other news, speaking of people kind of like, you know, saying the wrong things at the wrong times or, you know, going against the grain, I gotta talk about Kodak Black. So, you know, we talked about this. I don't think you was on the show last week, Smooth, but we talked about this last week a little bit on the chop up, me and Miss Lovely Black. But Kodak Black, you know, wrong timing. Came out, you know, said something that a lot of people thought was disrespectful because, you know, everybody was still in mourning of Nipsey Hussle when Kodak Black on his Instagram feed or something like that was like, yo, you know, Lauren London, you know, she's a fine-ass bitch, you know, I give her like a year and then I'm going to get at her, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would get at her, she's fine, you know what I'm saying? Give her a year to mourn and, you know, she can make me a better man, you know what I'm saying? Saying it tongue-in-cheek, but a lot of people just took it the wrong way. I said, you know, all right, man, he said it tongue-in-cheek, it was a bad timing, but like I said, it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Because Nipsey, the more and more you hear about Nipsey, the more and more you just see dude was just A1 on all levels, man. It's just far as stand-up type of guy. So the repercussions, one, you know, shout out to Kodak Black, you know, being from the South. T.I. was one of the first people to come out and say, you know, dude, you out of pocket. And, you know, T.I.'s got, you know,
history with Lauren London from when they did the movie ATL together. You know what I'm saying? She was a new character. So T.I. was like, look, you got to pop. You need to apologize. You know what I'm saying? Do it with the quickness. Long story short, I think they got into it, got back to Kodak Black. He was still talking like, look, I didn't mean it that way, but T.I. wanted whatever. I'm in Georgia. So anyway, T.I., you know what I'm saying? T.I.'s got clout, you know what I'm saying, in the South. He calls himself the King of the South. He's got that Trap Museum in Atlanta. I can't wait next time I'm in the ATL. You definitely got to check that out. But my man T.I. got Kodak Black's exhibit up out of there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Kodak Black had his little, you know, position in the museum taken out. You know what I'm saying? So it just goes to show you your actions. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be careful. The other thing is, and I know Cali, they take this very personally because I've been to California, and I know how nice it is. California, they will revoke your L.A. pass. You know what I'm saying? They will revoke that shit. Like, so right now, his California pass is revoked, specifically L.A. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Kodak Black get caught in L.A., it could be some issues. You know what I'm saying? It could be some situations. It's just
sugar.
It's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? So
really?
We'll see how that develops. We'll see how.
That's some bullshit. At the end of the day, right?
What's
so
up?
My punishment is that you're going to take my little fake wax picture out of a punk-ass Trap Music Museum. Ooh, I'm so scared. And second of all, let's be honest about one thing. Men will always be men. It don't matter what people say. See, like, people be like, oh, man, you picked the wrong time to say something. There's wolves out here, regardless of the fact. Just like a motherfucker was trying to fuck Lauren London before Nipsey Hussle died, that same dude's going to try to fuck Lauren Hundle after he died. The only difference is he actually was the one to say it. You know how many times a motherfucker would be at a funeral and be pining over the widow? Come on, anytime you need something. Come on now, you know what the motherfuckers are doing. You know what they really want. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Pusha T said it himself.
Y'all get mad because this motherfucker actually said what was on his mind.
Exactly.
That's disrespectful.
I'd rather
a motherfucker tell me the truth than lie to me.
Miss Lovely Black, Miss Lovely Black, still online because it's smooth. You said everything I said last week. You know what I'm saying? I said this last week. I said I think it's out of. You know what I'm saying? Like, I respect somebody just keeping it 100. Maybe it was bad timing, and you know the era that we're in now with social media.
But look at it like this: bad timing for who? Bad timing for you.
I didn't really see nothing wrong with it. I mean, look. I mean, I'm a Nipsey. I really became a Nipsey fan like more after you know he died, and I kind of started to see everything that he stood for. But yeah, I mean, I was feeling the same way. That's one thing that draws that I like about Kodak Black. I think he says what's on his mind, even if you don't agree with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I respect that. I respect anybody to just keep it real because, like I said, that's why I fucks with Donald Trump. A lot of people be like,
I'm going to revoke your LA pass. Oh no, you can't come to Los Angeles no more.
Hold up though. That's nothing to be taken lightly though. I will say this: we got a lot of California listeners. Okay.
You gonna do? But what you gonna do? Oh no, you gonna take my LA pass? Like, so somebody's just gonna be watching, right? Like, hey, his LA pass is gone.
Smooth.
So he can no longer come to LA.
Smooth.
No.
You know what I tell you?
What?
Look, that gang shit is serious in LA. Like they for real. Like I'm just saying, that shit
is
serious.
Of course it
is.
The gang shit is very serious in LA, just like it's very serious in Chicago, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Wherever they have gangs at, there's always going to be somebody serious. There's always going to be somebody that's going to take it to the whole next level.
It gives no fucks. It's always somebody that gives no fucks.
But
that's what happened to Nipsey.
But you know, the sad thing about it is, right?
Gave no fucks.
But what happens when I don't give no fucks either? You see what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
But what I'm saying is this, though.
But as a man, right?
Territory.
No, listen to me. But as a man, right?
Yeah.
This is either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. You see what I'm saying? You have that responsibility. So if you choose to do it, then you just do it. And whatever happens, happens, because as a man, you're responsible for your actions. So if I say one thing, right, and you say, hey, you can't say that, but I say, yes, I can. Well, you can't come over here no more. All right, well, cool. Well, now I'm in your hood. It is what it is. Whatever happens, happens. You don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. But what you ain't going to do is tell me where I can't go because there's going to be some problems. Motherfucker, I was looking for problems. That was the whole purpose of me saying what I said because I was looking for some heat. You can't beat a loser. Losers can't be beat.
I don't know if people be. They talk.
You can't
beat
a loser.
But I don't know when it shit fan if that was really the case. But I digress. You know what I'm saying? So
everybody has a different mind personality. You see what I'm saying?
Facts.
So if I was looking for some heat, If I was looking to start some shit, I was looking to start some shit. There's a lot of people out there like that. Like, man, look, boy, I ain't getting a fight in so long. Jesus, they start sweating. They need the violence. They need that fucking
attention. Like that. Don't give a fuck. I don't know. I mean, only time will tell. You know, like I said, I'm just reporting. You know, I thought it was just interesting, and you know, ever since the whole BIG situation, and just you know, you can just know how LA was even before the whole BIG situation.
Hey,
I know.
Bro, are we still boycotting Gucci?
What's up?
Are we still boycotting Gucci?
Are we boycotting Gucci?
Are we still boycotting Gucci?
No, I'm saying why? I didn't even know. I didn't even know that was a thing. We boycotting Gucci.
Bro, you really?
What's up?
Boy, you ripped your ass smooth,
nigga. I don't. That was really. Oh, Gucci. I'm thinking about Gucci Mane. You know what I'm saying? No, you're talking about Gucci, the clothing line. Gucci. Yeah,
are we still
like,
boycotting Gucci?
I don't know. How you feel about that? Like, look, I'm not me personally, but
no,
I don't
know. No,
you
said
you were talking about Gucci Mane.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I really did. I was like,
Because originally T.I. wanted to boycott Gucci, right?
Yeah.
But then so many people talked up against it, so then they're like, all right, okay, we only going to boycott Gucci for like 2 months, 3 months. You feel what I'm saying? So I said it as a joke.
Okay.
I said it as a fucking joke. How dare you talk about, oh, man, I'm about to take your ass out of the fucking Trap Museum Hall of Fame, but then at the same time, your boycott only lasts 3 months for a fucking Gucci product. Like, if you ain't going to fuck with it, you ain't going to fuck with it, period.
Yeah, I mean, look, T.I. sometimes, I'm a fan of T.I., but sometimes T.I., I don't know, sometimes he go a little far in his, you know what I'm saying, in his,
whatever
you want
to call it. I'm a grown ass fucking man. You ain't going to tell me what I can and can't do.
Yeah,
that's all I'm
saying. Yeah, I didn't like the part where some kid was wearing some Gucci shit, you know what I'm saying, and then T.I. tried to check him, like, why are you wearing this? You know, like, look, dude, you do you. If I don't want to wear Gucci, I'm not going to wear Gucci. But you ain't got to.
Listen,
make
we need leaders because obviously these individuals, they not.
Right,
and that's why they making the decisions that they're making. So shout out to T.I. for stepping up. Somebody got to do it. But the whole point with Kodak Black was that he was just disrespectful. This isn't his first time being disrespectful. He's just a disrespectful kid. And he is over here with this disrespectful shit. So you is repping Haiti. It'll be fucked up if somebody say, tell your mama to go back to Haiti or X, Y, and Z. Nobody's disrespecting him in the manner on the level, right, on a celebrity level in the manner that he continues to disrespect other individuals. He has to be taught a lesson. You are a new rapper. You have no respect for Lord London. Lord London been in the game longer than you have. So if anything, you should respect Lord London. That comment didn't just come as, oh, okay, you know, him saying, I'll get with her. You know, Kodak Black and Lil Wayne was beefing. So Lil Wayne, he said that out of disrespect to Lil Wayne. He said that out of disrespect to everybody. He's a disrespectful fuck, and I am glad that they are finally hitting him where it hurt. So many radio stations have said they're not going to play his music. Enough is enough. If you beefing with Wayne, keep that shit between you and Wayne. I would hate for someone to be beefing with my baby daddy, and they come bring that shit to me because I don't bother nobody. And he know that. You know what I'm saying? Don't play big boy games. Now, and I guarantee you, Kodak Black ain't going to L.A.
That's Miss Lovely Black just co-signed that. Like,
he ain't going to L.A. No time soon.
Yeah, he gonna let that die down. I guarantee you.
He gonna have to understand, like, but he keep doing this. Like, before when he made some old stupid-ass comment, then you let it die down, you come back and you say something stupid again. He looks like he got a good heart. You know what I'm saying? I've seen where somebody was in an accident, he stopped to see if they okay. He looked like he got a good heart, but you're shooting for publicity. He shooting for publicity in the wrong way. Look at what that shit got Tekashi 6ix9ine. So if you want to be sitting at somewhere, Tekashi 6ix9ine white. So that's why he getting slapped on the wrist. You a black
Spanish,
fucker
but...
from Haiti. Oh,
he's
you
Mexican.
Not gonna get slapped
ain't
on
white.
The wrist.
Yeah, he's Spanish, but I got you.
Yeah,
he's
Mexican.
he is more Spanish.
However,
I got you.
You know, he got money. You yourself these folks. I call them white. He ain't black, so.
In New York, believe me when I say he ain't white.
Somebody got to teach him a lesson. He going for
He's not white. He's a Spanish, Puerto Rican, or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going
to
tell you that.
Somebody need to teach him a lesson. We need more brothers stepping up to the plate. This is what I was calling for with R. Kelly. The OG should have pulled R. Kelly to the side. Nigga, what are you doing? You tripping. X, Y, Z. I can believe
that's
that he only had $625 in his account because that's what happens when the shit died out. And he seen that shit was going crazy. He has a new album that he's working on. His label also knew that he was actually getting ready to get out of this label to own his own shit. That's why all of this shit came about on him, because the label was behind it. Look at what's going on. There was a video that was posted on Instagram, and I sent it to everybody, but your blogs, your favorite blogs, they're not going to cover that shit. The video shows a white man talking to the shooter of Nipsey Hussle. And they had also already put a video out on YouTube where the guy was saying, look, from this angle, you can see the guy after he shoot Nipsey. He look across the street, and he starts heading in that direction. And then somebody told him no, and then he turned around and went to the alley. He wasn't going to the alley. He was going back to the white man. And the video shows the white man putting the belt in his ear, and then he goes over there and he shoots Nipsey. At the end of the day, the white man is not going to come into a black community like that and do some shit like that. They're going to use a weak mole, which was Eric, to do their dirty work and tell him, we got your back. We're going to get you off. We're going to give you some money. You're known as a snitch anyway. You need to relocate. So we're going to make sure your family is straight, and we're going to make sure that everything is good. So for what I'm hearing, a lot of his family got knocked off. I'm not sure if that's true or not because it wasn't covered in the news. I just seen they said 10 people died last week. You know what I'm saying? Along with Nipsey Hussle, I heard a lot of it was his family. Like they knocked off his cousin and a couple more people. So he needed to go and protect his custody anyways. So the white people was behind it, as they all said, and I said protect Nick Cannon at all costs. That's how the white man moves when it comes to something like this. They're going to find a weak mole to do their dirty work and pay them because money is the root of all evil. Trust and believe that. So,
just getting back to the whole Nipsey shit, too, like I just wanted to just touch base, man. So first and foremost, you know, I got a chance to see the whole funeral, you know what I'm saying, the celebration of his life, man. I just wanted to shout out, you know, some of the speakers that was there. It was sad, but it was cool at the same time. You know, they had, like, you know, they had videos of him when he was a kid and stuff like that. So you just saw everything that made him. And you can see, you know, and I love that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm a rap dude, but I love West Coast music the most out of the whole rap genre. I love how that just West Coast gangster shit, man. I love it. It's just the realest shit to me. You know what I'm saying? You got the trap, you got hip hop, and you got the country rap tunes, you got trap music, you know what I'm saying? Of course, but that West Coast shit is just something about it resonates with me. But anyway, long story short, you know, the funeral was just interesting, man. You had Louis Farrakhan there, you know what I'm saying? So he set it off. Snoop Dogg came and, you know, shared his respects and, you know, talked about, you know, when he first
met.
But
I want to say this because people can watch the funeral online. But I want to touch on the most important thing. You have people like Louis Farrakhan there. You heard the speech that his mother gave. She said, I know that my ancestors are watching over you. She ended it with Ashe. Okay, then Jermaine Dupri turn around and compare him to Jesus. Okay, there ain't nothing about Louis Farrakhan or Ashe. As simple-minded black individuals, we are still going to compare what we know to something. This man was great. He wasn't a Jesus. He was African.
Let me just touch on that. You just made an interesting point. Look, this whole thing I'm going to say is this. The whole comparing him to Jesus or whatever, this is the point that I think, you know, as black folks, we need to get away from. Forget that whole white, blonde hair, long beard version of Jesus with the halo on his thing. Like, when you got to look at Jesus as, first off, I look at Jesus as the Son. Jesus is the Son. That's the Son of God. That's Jesus to me. But on a life level, on a human level, anybody that represents those type of values, and I just think the whole comparison to Jesus is you just seeing You're supposed to just get – it's jewels and everything. You know what I'm saying? Even though if I don't agree with the whole Christianity and things like that.
Hair of
the whole
wool,
point,
skin of
the
bronze.
The whole point is –
Even the
you know,
King
see,
James Version. I mean, what the fuck?
Everybody wants to talk shit.
Right.
What?
But Africa is a continent, not a fucking country. So let's get that one thing straight.
Hold
but
on,
all right, keep
hold
going
on.
About Ashe. Keep going about Jesus and the Son.
All I was just trying to say is, you know, I think people just see that he was just a shining light. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't just your regular entertainer. You know, he was a leader. You know what I'm saying? And he was lead by example. He was leading people to, like, a, you know, to a better life, which is kind of like a promised land. Like you know, he just had – and then the fact that he died at 33, Jesus died at 33. So I'm just – I just think people just see certain parallels in that. You know what I'm saying? You just – so I think that's how people take it. I don't think people are looking at it like, oh, he's Jesus – we got to get Jesus and get religion into it. You just see certain parallels. If you read any gospels or whatever, you see what the whole myth, I call it a myth, the whole myth of Jesus represents. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, being more about the people instead of just yourself. You know what I'm saying? And that to me, you know, just in his last 2 weeks, that's what I see the Nipsey represented. So, you know, just getting back. So I just thought that was interesting.
Well, compare him to somebody great. Compare him to a warrior, because that's what he was, fighting battles. Compare him to somebody that led his tribe.
Oh, man.
You know,
he
led African-Americans, his tribe.
You could do that, too.
His tribe.
And
I mean,
to me,
really?
Was very –
So what you're saying is that they're supposed to compare him to a warrior as opposed to something that relates to the individual. Everybody has their own perception of things. Your perception is you want Nipsey Hussle – to be compared to a warrior. Which warrior would you compare him to? Since you want him to be compared to a warrior.
Listen,
ooh,
I said, I didn't pick a warrior. If you know that this man is African, they told you that at the funeral. They spoke upon, you know, the African tradition. So what I'm saying is, if you're going to compare him to somebody, compare him to somebody, a warrior. The African tradition, not of one of Christianity, the white man's religion.
Man,
Wait a minute, stop.
Because first of all, you've never been to Africa. Let's get this one thing straight. When you go to Africa, the continent, right, that's where the Bible originated. You talking about Ashe and whatnot? Guess what? What is the other name for Ashe? What is the other name for Ashe? Let's get this one thing straight, Miss, oh, man, the white man, blah, blah, blah. No, the King James Version diluted the Bible. Let's get this one thing straight. King James chose his own books, but Christianity originated in the continent of Africa. When you go to Africa, when you go to Egypt, where is Egypt? Africa.
Okay.
The white man originated that in Africa. And that's
right.
How he took over African Americans by saying, let's steal their mind.
The God of Abraham, which book? The God of Abraham, which book? Because the oldest mosque, right, is actually in what country? China. China is the oldest mosque. Is in China. Okay, where's the white people in that? The God of Abraham.
Okay.
Let me say that one more time. The God of Abraham. Everybody talks about Jesus, right? But Jesus is supposed to be the Son of God, but they're all worshiping the same God.
Okay.
So read, baby. Everybody needs to read. Motherfuckers get mad. People get pissed off. And you know, the sad thing about it is all these wars, when it comes down to Christianity and Muslims, right, they believe in the same God, which is funny. They all believe in the same God, but guess what? The only thing they don't believe in is if Jesus was the Son of God or if Jesus was a prophet.
That's a good point.
But it all originated in Africa. So don't fuck around and be like, oh, man, the white man did this or the white man did that.
Ooh,
King James,
it,
just
King
because
James,
it originated in Africa doesn't mean that we as a people originated it
King,
in Africa.
King James chose to pick certain books from the Bible because that's why they call it the King James Version.
That's
but
facts.
If you actually go out and you actually study, right, if you actually read all the books, see, everybody wants to be talking about, okay, Christianity this, Christianity that, but even in the Bible, they tell you, man, Jesus made He was a brother. Hair of wool, skin of bronze. They just chose to take a picture. But even they don't change the words, they just change the picture.
But it's up to you to actually read. There's a difference.
Yeah.
When you read,
yeah, true.
And people
well,
choose
we talk
not
about
to read
that all
days.
The time about the skin and the hair, and we talk about have you ever seen somebody that's depicted in the picture. The pictures have just started recently changing in the last few years to depict Jesus as someone other than a white man. Growing up, they was always
what?
Pictures of a white man.
Well,
but it depends. It depends on which country you're staying.
Like,
because
like
when you go to Europe, right, Jesus' skin is actually bronze.
Right.
With,
10 o'clock,
with the hair
we
wool.
At y'all.
When you go to America, he's actually white with blue eyes. So which country are we talking about? Are we talking about America or are we talking about the world? The world has him as bronze skin.
The whole point is, you know what I'm saying?
We're talking about
it
in America.
Attributes. Yeah. Well, look, we only got a minute, man. This was a heated up chop.
I was raised in a whole different country. My bad. I apologize.
Yeah. So,
fuck
damn.
Man.
All right. Well, look. So check us out next week. I guess we done. We done went over. We done went over. I think they done cut us off. But look, man, this has been an awesome show. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to us, man. Catch us next week, same time. And that's it, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
More Game of Thrones, bitch.
I didn't even get into Game of Thrones. So yeah.
So next week, same place. This is Real Talk with the New Men, Women, Black, and More Bins.
Peace, 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 y'all. Everybody be safe.
Peace.